Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, this is Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and exclusive interviews. Now, on this episode, we finish up our chat with guitar legend Dick Dale.
And when you can respect that, and both people respect what both people do for each other, that becomes an unbreakable, indestructible bond. And that, my friend, is true love.
So much more coming up from him later in the program. Plus, we hear from Dion, Pokey LaFarge, Cy Cranston, and so much more. Now, let's kick it off with an artist that was once managed by Colonel Tom Parker, and also starred in many movies. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Elvis Presley. No, not Elvis. Tommy Sands. And this one's from 1958, The Worrying Kind, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, I've got me a baby with a pair of rolling eyes, but since I found her, I'm the worrying kind. She's out on a date, she's always flirting with the guys. Makes me so jealous, I'm the worrying kind. Now if you ever see my baby, say hello, you'll understand just why I say that I'm the worrying kind. All the guys are all around, but can't you see she's in demand? I guess you see why I'm the worrying kind. I date her once, twice, and then I get to thinking she's nice, and then we get to kissing, gee, just think what I've been missing. Now that I find her going out of my mind, although I worry about my baby, know that she's been running around, don't wanna show her I'm the worrying kind. Oh, what's the final? And I'll no longer be the worrying kind. I date her once, twice, and then I get to thinking she's nice, and then we get to kissing, gee, just think what I've been missing. Now that I find her going out of my mind, although I worry about my baby, know that she's been running around, don't wanna show her I'm a worrying kind. Oh, what's the final way, a way that I can finally tame it down? Then I no longer be the worrying kind. Then I no longer be the worrying kind.
It was early on a weekday morning, and it seemed a sunny day was dawning, and we were down along the roadside strolling, 'cause that night we've been a rock and rolling. And oh, in the thunder roar of a 5-4-4-V8, and all I got to see was a little bit of me in the rear tailgate. Coop the bill, you rode up and you took my everything, stole my pretty girl away. You're the spot me.
It's Cy Cranston with Coupe de Ville. Now, did you know before going solo, Cy performed with his brother Tiber in the group The Duelers? Well, there you go. One of our sponsors is the Ink and Iron Festival coming to Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. For the first time, August 6th to the 9th, artists include Merle Haggard, Wanda Jackson, Reverend Horton Heat, Linda Gail Lewis, and so many more. Ink-in-iron.com. That's ink-in-iron.com is where the full lineup and all the info can be found. All right, it's time to get back into our chat with guitar legend Dick Dale. One time when I saw you here in Nashville, you have it on an album as well, this absolute blistering cover of Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. And me, it's so hard because when I do an album, I don't go into the studio knowing what I'm going to do. And because every time I've done an album, I was just exhausted and finished. And you know how a band, if they're going to do a dozen songs on an album, they do one song, two songs as the best. And then the rest are fillers because they don't want to do a dozen best songs because they got to record another for 3 and 4 years.
Sure.
So they save their best for each album. They do fills. Well, I don't do that. Every song that I do, it's my best because I'm making it up and I'm doing it for the first time. And I used to tell my guy, all the way there, I go, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then my guys will say, Dick, your well is very deep. Go down into it. But yet, everything I've ever done that I had with my name on it, it's just has been made up at the very, very moment of being there. And so what happens is, when I get through, I got to have a CD to come home with just to know what I did, because I can't remember what I did. And then a lot of times, like today, like Knight Rider and Bandito, when I hear those played, Lana will play them. I don't play my stuff. When I hear me playing these things, I can't believe or understand that it's me. I just listen to that guy because I says, I can't play it like that again. Then I tell the people when I'm playing, I says, if you hear me switch from one song halfway through it and go into another song, it's because I can't remember how to finish the first song. And which is true. But then I have other reasons for doing it too. I want to grab there. It's like painting, like Salvador Dali with an audience. And you start off a song and they go, wow, I remember that song. And they get all jazzed in it, right? Well, halfway through the song, now they're used to it. So they'll start talking or whatever it may be, or rocking back and forth to the rhythm. But then if I go from House of the Rising Sun into Deep Purple, right in the middle of it, so then dun, 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 change the rhythm, change the attack, change the sound. The people go nuts. They it wakes them up and they go, wow, what was that? You know, they come out of their dream. And that's one of my secrets of grabbing an audience and holding them.
Love is a burning thing. It makes the fire ring. Bound by wild desire, I felt the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames, they went high. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love, it's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Down my wild desire, I fell to a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Legendary Ink and Iron Festival comes to Nashville, Tennessee for the first time at the Bicentennial Mall Park at Municipal Auditorium August 6th to the 9th, featuring artists such as Merle Haggard, Wanda Jackson, Reverend Horton Heat, Shooter Jennings, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings. Also, the legends of Sun Records and the air-conditioned Big Top Tent, including Linda Gail Lewis, Carl Mann, W.S. Flew Collin, Danny B. Harvey, and Annie Marie Lewis, J.M. Van Eaton, Sleepy LaBeef, Stan Perkins, Rayburn Anthony, and so many more artists, but that's not all. See vaudeville and cabaret performers, along with the nation's top aerial performers, custom motorcycles, hot rods, and custom cars.
And don't forget the ink.
280 of the world's top tattoo artists will be on hand for your tattoo desires. That's the Ink and Iron Festival, August 6th to the 9th at the Bicentennial Mall Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Find us online at ink-n-iron.com. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we just heard a blazing hot cover of Ring of Fire by our guest, Dick Dale. Now, we spoke of so many topics, including being called the father of heavy metal, as well as encouraging others with whatever illnesses they may be going through, and playing more instruments than just the guitar. Here's Dick Dale.
I never took lessons in anything. I just love to play all instruments. Piano is my actual favorite because yeah. I used to play it to my mom all the time. So other than that, I love playing everything. You know, I had a 17-piece rock band at one time. I had six horns, six girl singers. I had double drummers, all kinds of stuff because I learned to play all the instruments and my trumpet and my sax and whatever it was. So now I can't stop playing, and I'm not going to stop playing because, you know, I wish I could just stop and build a ship in a bottle, you know,
sure.
Or play with my airplanes or, you know, keep them all nice and clean and running well. But the thing lies is that I'll die because the infection will come in if I don't, because the hospitals say change it, you know, change the bag once a week, you know, no. I've been battling this for 20 years like this. And Lana's been battling her MS since she was 14.
Wow.
And she's been in this pain all her life. But she doesn't believe in the pills. Neither do I. I just tell the people, talk about it, swear at it, laugh at it, and tell other people that have the same thing, listen, try this and try that, and then do this and do something.
Yeah.
And while you're doing something, that'll make, you know, that's how people can stop smoking. If they just, the minute they get the urge, I used to smoke 3.5 packs a day when I was a kid in my teens. And I was the only guy to put a cigarette lighter on my motorcycle, my flathead. But I found out that that was all psychological. It's like a crutch, like everything else, like drinking and everything else, because you can't handle what's going on. I used to be in front of my computer, and I'd have a stack of butts there. And every time the phone rang, I'd pick it up, and it was bad news. Oh, give me a cigarette. Can't handle this. Well, when I learned to look it in the face and say, the hell with you, because my lungs started filling up with water. And every time I would make a cough or something, my lungs felt like an ocean.
Yeah.
And I used to have to clear my throat every 10 words, like that.
Yeah.
And that stopped immediately when I quit smoking, and it took about 3 months for my lungs to come back to normal, so that when I exhaled, you didn't hear any ocean inside there.
Yeah.
So I tell people, get a hold of yourself. It's like, as I say, your body follows your brain. So if it's because you're upset about something and you pick up a cigarette, or you're bored and you pick up a cigarette, the minute you get that urge, do something. Get up and do something. Take a glass of water. Put some gum in your mouth that's sugarless. When I was learning to fly, I would just chew the gum instead of be smoking.
Yeah.
And then I just quit cold turkey. These are the things you got to do. You got to have people help you and say, you know, stop. Because you'll start to heal inside.
Yeah.
And if you take one puff, you go right back to the beginning again, where it burns the endings of your vessels in your lungs. They turn black. And then they just get up like powder. That's the reason why people, you see them with oxygen tanks, are wheeling around with them, because the blood vessels are not full and true anymore. They've been destroyed by the smoking that goes into your body. So all that other kind of stuff like that, you know. So what we're doing is we're trying to be like Johnny Appleseed, you know, going across and meeting everybody, and you know, we share their illnesses and we show them how they can. It's a giant Dick Dale sickle family.
Yeah.
It's like Lana and I are a couple of sickles taking care of each other. So come on, the rest of you sickles, let's talk about it and make fun. When I was going down the elevator in the hospital every day for 6 weeks, they were jolting me with radiation on one side on my hip, on the other side of my hip, and one in the middle of my butt. Plus, I was taking chemo. And the people had buttons they were like stickers. And you put them on your jacket or your shirt. And it said, I've had 12 doses so far. You had to go up to a whole 6 weeks of dosage. And so, you've been there. You got 12 dosage, huh? You know? I've got one on you. I've got 13.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody's standing in the elevator, is about six of them, and they all have different dosages that they're coming in for that day. You know what I mean? They have to come in every day.
Yeah.
So instead of them just standing there looking at the numbers as it's going up on the elevator and feeling bad, we'd make fun of it. I would just start making fun of them, and I'd get them all laughing. And then when they operated on me, and we go walking down, they make you get out of that bed to walk, but you've got all this contraption on you, you know, all the metal around you, and you got all the tubes, and you got everything, and you got a nurse trying to hold you up so you don't fall down. So all of a sudden, I see this elderly fella. Yeah, he was walking down the hall, but then he made a left-hand turn when he shouldn't, because it cut down the amount of length of the walk he was supposed to do. I said, hey, man, I've got a rat on your butt. For you're not walking the whole length, so you better get your buns over here.
Yeah.
and finish walking the whole length, you know, like that. You know, and they start laughing and everything like that. Then the nurse would come in and ask me, did you get up 5 times today? I said, oh, yeah, I did 5. I only did 2.
Yeah.
So anyhow, you know, the music that Dick Dale does, outside of, you know, what we created in the beginning, like splitting the atom by creating the big output transformers that gave you that loud. That's why they call me the father of loud. And in Spain, they got me on all the heavy metal magazines. You're father of heavy metal.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I was playing on 60-gauge strings, and they called them telephone wires and bridge cables and stuff like that. I'm cheating now. I'm doing 58-gauge instead of 60.
Yeah.
Because all the meat is wearing away. I'm going to be 78, for Christ's sake, in May 4th.
Cause I love to hold you in my arms, tell you, baby, of your many charms. And that's the reason for your teasing for me. Cause I love to hold you tenderly, I whisper softly, come here to me. And that's the reason for your teasing for me. Someday you'll find a to hold you in my arms. I tell you, baby, of your many charms, and that's no reason for your tears and for me. And when you walk and when you talk, you send me out of my mind. I love to hold you tenderly. I whisper softly, come here to me. And that's no reason for your tears. And that's no reason. I'm not one done reason. So stop your teasing and start your pleasing.
From 1959, that's Dick Dale with Stop Teasing. Now, during our conversation, Dick explains that the music is just the cover of the book when it comes to people attending his concert. Now, the real opportunity happens when speaking one-on-one to the fans, especially to the kids.
And we tell, that's why I tell these kids, when they come to me and they're 7 years old and 5 years old, and I used to tell them, when you're going to do something in your teens, tell yourself or ask yourself, would your mom and daddy do that? But sometimes I have to be careful because there are so many moms and daddies that are alcoholics and drug ridden.
Yeah.
And bringing children into this world being that way. So I tell them, I say, think about the God that made you. Would God do that?
Yeah.
And if you get confused because you can't get an answer verbally, you either call me or you call Lana. Lana worked with over 120 some odd children on drugs and could only save one. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
And so I say, you get a hold, you email me and I'll have you talk to me. You can call me. I'll tell you straight which way to go, my friends. And Lana will too.
Yeah.
This is what we're being kept alive for. That's why we are alive, because our Maker has kept us alive when we should have been dead years and years ago. I died 3 times, the doctors had said. And Lana died also when she had her blood level go out the window. And we came back and we're still here. My music is nothing but the cover of a book. And if you like that cover, you'll come to see me play and meet Lana. And then we can share with you what we have gone through in our lives so that you don't have to go through the same thing. I'd rather speak to somebody 80 years old and have him tell me all his mistakes so that I don't have to relive them. We all have intelligence. Monkeys have intelligence. They'll put a ladder up against a tree and climb it to pull down a banana.
Yeah,
I know. And all these animals. I've had lions and tigers and leopards and everything. And for 35 years, I took care of them. And what happened is the intelligence becomes your enemy at times. Why? Because all these incredible things you dream up, you start going down those roads. And so many times you get screw glued and tattooed. And the point lies is, what controls intelligence then? Only one word. It's called wisdom. So where does wisdom come from? Age, making mistakes through your life, and praying to the Lord that you learned from not to go back to make the same mistakes, so that you could explain to the young ones what you did and it went wrong. You don't preach to them. You just say, this is what happened to me. And if you don't want that to happen to you, then you could take what I'm telling you, my story, and I'll let you use it. And that way they don't think you're some overbearing parent, that they think you're overbearing because they don't understand why you seem to be overbearing.
Yeah.
And I can tell them that. And you know, a good program to watch is Mayberry with Andy as the sheriff, and listen to how he speaks to his child when the child has a problem. Instead of saying, no, you don't do this, he comes up with a roundabout answer that is very, very appetitable, very, you can eat it, you can swallow it. You know what I mean? You don't have to feel that it's bitter. So these are the things that we're not teaching people today. And that's the reason why, you know, I wish I always wanted to have a boys town.
Yeah.
Or a boys and girls town, whatever, where you can just show people the wisdoms. And if you could collect all the wisdoms from all the people that have really learned from those wisdoms and transfer them to the young ones in the beginning.
Yeah.
That, you know, you gotta be very smart and intelligent and be wise enough how to project that to them, you know, so that they'll accept it. And they won't accept it unless they like you first. And that's why if they like Big Bill and they get all excited, I've had little kids tell me, do you have to take drugs, dope, to play like that?
Wow.
And then I say, sit down, son, and let me cleanse your soul.
Yeah.
and then we have a nice long talk. And you know what? I have kids coming back to me 2 and 3 years later, and Mr. Dale, I'm still drinking water like you told me to. It gives my body a bath inside. I don't drink the soda pop anymore. And, you know, that's 2 or 3 years later.
Yeah. Man, that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah. So that all came from the music.
Yeah.
Because they like what I did. And they want to see the man that plays that way. That's step number one. But they don't know what kind of a man I am. Or a person I am. They only know they like the sound. That's the cover of the book. And the reading of the book is to shake my hand after the concert is over and ask me a question.
Yeah.
And that is where the soup begins to taste good.
Gears and Gals magazine began with a simple goal, to put out the hot rod magazine they wanted to read. Gears and Gals Hot Rod and Pinup magazine features exactly what you would expect. Pinup girls, artist profiles, events coverage, builder profiles, and of course, traditional and custom hot rods. It's also printed in the USA on the best quality paper and inks available. Find them online at gearsandgals.com. Gears and Gals magazine, the only hot rod and pinup magazine you'll ever need. This is Jammin' James Riley, and we've been talking with guitar legend Dick Dale. Now let's hear a tune from the 1963 project Checkered Flag. Here's Grudge Run on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I hit the strip Sunday afternoon. I needed lots of time in order to tune. All the kiddies were laughing and having fun. Then that starter jumped up and said, Grudge Run, Grudge Run. Yeah, whoa, 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 grudge run. Come on, all you kiddies, stand around. and watch me. Watch me and my big old grudge run. I got the fastest car, so who dare choose me but some cat out of state with a Ferrari. But we pulled up to the line with our mills revved up. That starter dropped his flag and I popped my clutch. Grudge run now. Wow! Yeah, 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 yeah. My slicks are biting in, and I'm off like a gun. He shouldn't have taken me off for this grudge run. But I'm winding out in second, really starting to move. Hey, he's running beside me. Yeah, what's he trying to prove? Grudge run. Yeah, 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 yeah. Then I hit third. Oh, what the heck's in his mill? He just rode on past me like I was standing still. We just threw in through those lights. This car lengths ahead. Today's the day I wish I stayed in bed. Grudge run, yo. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, grudge run. Grudge run. Oh, watch my grudge run. He just went through those lights, and his car was lengths ahead. I know today's the day I wish I stayed in bed. This race is all over, and it wasn't any fun. I bet that's the last time I try a grudge run. Grudge run, yeah, come on, yeah, walk that grudge run, yeah, yeah.
That's our guest, Dick Dale, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, no story about him would be complete without talking about the love and devotion of his wife, Lana. Here's Dick Dale.
And Vince Gill. Oh, my God. I mean, the love songs, the way he sings. The two of us, Lana and I, when we would drive home from the East Coast, from Virginia, say, and we'd drive all the way back to the ranch here in California, Riverside, we would play Vince Gill's The Two of Us. We would play it on our CD over and over and over, all the way till we got to the West Coast. That's why nobody wants to ride with us when we're going home. They all fly home. They just play the same song over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because and Lana goes, that's you and me, you know. And one day I'm going to get Lana singing, because she sang with the Andrews Sisters. She sang the 40s type of music. And when she would sit next to me and sing, I love you for sentimental reasons, like that. Doris Day has been her buddy ever since Lana was a child. When she was 3 years old, she started writing to Doris Day. And Doris still writes to her. She just got a letter last week from her.
Wow.
And Joan Fontaine, she wrote to 30 different people. She would reach out. She wanted to be a nun in the beginning. And because one of the ladies that was in one of the Beachbody movies became the nun. Dolores Hart. She was in Where the Boys Are.
Oh, okay.
And she's been in, I've been a nun since then. She was the first person to kiss Elvis.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Atlanta knows all the history of all these people.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they would write together, and Joan Fontaine sent her. She knows how much Lana loves the animals, like I've always taken care of the animals and to keep them alive so the poachers don't kill them. And she sent her a beautiful purse with a gold-plated jaguar on the handle to open it. And she had died last year. She died 2 weeks
wow.
after Lana. But Lana has been so faithful to everyone, because she sends them little gifts for Christmas on the trees. And that's what Doris Day loves. She calls her Dodo. So that's the way we are, you know. And she would tell Johnny Cash, she'd tell everybody, she'd go, no, I'm saving myself for Dick Dale. But, you know, that story, they want to make a movie because when she was taking care of her mom at 2 years old, her father, real father, was killed on the railroad track. And then before her daddy that raised her, who had just retired from the police department, Leo, and he was given an award, honor, and everything because he was in a gun battle that he survived. But he was very strict and strong. And Lana, before that, she would be stirring soup on a box for her mother. They were very, very, very poor. And what had happened was that her mother was given an album called Tiger's Loose with a tiger, tiger, on the lap. And tiger's eyes looking right at you. And Lana just looked at the tiger and she fell in love with it because she was taking care of all these storks and everything that would come in their backyard, all the animals in the backyard in St. Petersburg. And she looked at the tiger's eye and she goes, "Oh my God, mommy, look at his eyes. They're so beautiful." Well, my head was right next to the tiger's head and my eyes are looking straight into you. And she goes, "Oh, look at his eyes." And then she stared at it and then she said, "Mommy, one day I am going to be with him the rest of my life."
That's wonderful.
And she had no idea what I was, who I was, what I did, what I played. And then her mom says, "Oh, you're silly." Her whole life, she never went out with a boyfriend. She never got married, never with the children. She can't have it anyway, and with her system. And then she has an angel because she was born with a certain power that is called the sensitive, and people out there that know what they are, they'll know what I'm talking about. And she, one day her angel said that, and she wouldn't contact me because I had been married at the time. And it was just a horrific marriage. And then finally, when I got the cancer, come back again. And I, just nobody around to take care of me in a way. And so her angel said, "He's dying," told her. And he told her to go take a dollar, which she's never done in her life, and go to a scratch off. And she did. And she went over $500. And that was her plane ticket. And she contacted me and said, "I can't let you die. I've loved you since I was 2. And I said, "Fine." And she came out, and because I was on my deathbed then. And when I had the last operation, they told her that I wasn't going to make it. And she says, "He's going to make it." He said, "I won't let him die." And we've been together all these years, and they want to make a movie about it. We've been approached at least half a dozen times.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more deep than that. Let me tell you.
The inspiration you guys have is unreal. Beyond just the music. I mean, it's the inspiration is...
We're never out of each other's sight. Yeah. Never. Since the day one. And it's like, you know, guys want to go out and do this, or the guys, we never leave each other's side because she worries about me collapsing and I worry about her collapsing because she collapsed when her muscles just break down. So we're strictly together. The only time she ever leaves the house is when she runs in to get groceries and comes back. And that's what we do. We do everything together. Watch the TV together, play the pool together in the house. And she does all the booking now that I used to do. And she does all the answering of all the fan mail, because I used to answer over 2,000 a week, and she answers it now faithfully.
Yeah.
And she's my agent. She's not only my booker, she's my agent, she's my manager, she's my everything, because we just got rid of all the liars and the thieves that took advantage of me all through my life. You know, they robbed me, they did everything, they destroyed all of my stuff. So what we're doing now is we say, why did we have to wait so long to find each other? But even though we're in the pain, that's a small price to pay to have such dedication of true love. And true love is, you know, when somebody does something for you on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Saturday, and you say, "Thank you very much, that was very nice of you." But when somebody dedicates their heart and their soul in every figment of any kind of an imagination, 24 hours a day, every single day, that is adoration, that is true love, that is undeniable true love. You have to respect that.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you can respect that, and both people respect what both people do for each other, that becomes an unbreakable, indestructible bond. And that, my friend, is true love. God forbid if I ever lost her because of her illnesses that she has. I would never, could never replace her for the heart and soul that she has given me, and vice versa. And that's it. So that's why we do everything together. We feel the pain together. We battle the pain together. She cries herself to sleep every single night because of the pain is so horrific from the MS. Mm. And I massage her. And we deal, okay, the best word is deal with it and find a way to deal with it so you can help others.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
You are my sunshine, yeah.
Tom Ingram presents the second annual Rockabilly Rockout, October 1st through the 4th at the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. DJs, vendors, all-night bars, and artist performances from Jittery Jack, Furious, Hayden Thompson, Bloodshot Bill, The Sabres, Jack Baymore, Ruby Ann, Mark and the Wild Ones, Rumble King, Cash O'Reilly, and lots more. Tickets on sale now at rockabillyrockout.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, special thanks to Dick Dale for taking the time to speak with us the past four episodes. Such great stories from one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Hey, let's get back into the music. Still to come, Dion, Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, the 60-second album review with Connor Rocket, reviewing the latest from Jay Milano, and this one, brand new from Pokey LaFarge, produced by Jimmy Sutton. It's Acting a Fool.
Can be found. If I end up drinking everything in the room, I'm just acting a fool for getting you. Acting a fool for getting you. Look over the horizon. What do you see? Another sun is setting on me. Last rays of sunlight taking my sanity. If you see me howling, howling at the moon, I'm just acting a fool for getting you. Acting a fool for getting you. Thank you. again. I drink myself green. Don't mind that money I spend. You were the last thing I had left to lose. I'll be acting a fool for getting you. Acting a fool for getting you.
Dave Phillips. Keep it here for more great music on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Keep rocking, cats.
Well, sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into. Love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my life. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not me. Oh, tainted love, tainted love. And now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone, don't be tied. You think love is to pray, but I'm sorry I didn't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you.
Come and go, flim flam. I said you knock me down, woman, sometimes you're. And then you pick me up, a woman, sometimes you're. Well, you mix me up, a woman, I'm in a. I say now, where I am, ma'am, I don't need to tell you that I need you like a fool, like a fool. Well, you don't need to tell me that you treat me harsh and cruel. Sometimes you're, well, you mix me up, woman, I'm in a, I say now, where am I, ma'am, I don't need to tell you that I need you like a fool, like a fool. Well, you don't need to tell me that you treat me mean and cruel.
Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour 60-second album review with Connor Rocket.
Like a rocket. Like a rocket.
This week we review the new Jay Milano project, Rocket Girl, on Rhythm Bomb Records. Her powerful vocal style reminds you of artists like Ruth Brown, Tina Turner, Janis Joplin, and Big Mama Thornton. And not just because she does a commanding cover of Hound Dog. Nico DePortal produced it and helps back her up with his band, The Rhythm Dudes. The band is tight and rockin', and perhaps the most authentic vintage-sounding project you'll likely hear in years to come. You'd swear you stepped back in time to find Jay Milano grabbing the microphone and belting out tunes like her life depended on it. Way too many highlights to only single out a few. Push play and be transported to a time when talent made the difference between good singers and the great ones. Jay Milano is one of the great ones we'll hear for decades to come.
Space suit ready. Come in the spaceship, daddy. Don't get you nice and sweaty. Won't be no gravity, daddy. We'll take it nice and steady. When the countdown's done, be a whole lot of fun.
That's our rock and roll amigo, Connor Rocket. Now, speaking of the producer on that Jay Milano project, let's hear a track from Nico DePortal and his Rhythm Dudes to close out the show. She Knows How on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
There's some love that sometimes a song tries. And old guy, she knows I'm her man. She knows how to keep me alive. She's so tender, yeah, she's so sweet. I'm so lovely, but sometimes I can be mean. I'm her man, and she knows how to keep her darling rocking. Well, there's two sides in every story. Even when my door is locked, she always finds the right key. Whoa, whoa, well, when she really loves to rock. Yes, she knows I know how to roll. I'm her man and she's just the sugar in my ball. Thank you.
when my door is locked, she always finds the right key. Yeah, yeah. Well, my baby loves to rock and roll. She knows how to thrill my soul. You know what I mean? She's sugar in my bone. Yes, you know what I mean. She's sugar in my bone. Well, you know what I mean. She's the sugar in my bone.
Nico DePortal and his Rhythm Dudes from the project Guitar Player on Rhythm Bomb Records. Hey, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now stay tuned for more exclusive interviews and, as always, as much great music as we can cram into 1 hour. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.